In a fast-changing economic environment, HSBC's global network and local expertise leads the way in helping businesses meet their growth potential by connecting our customers to opportunities the world over. HSBC is on the ground in 71 countries and territories. Trade is in our DNA. To register for our next webinar, Forging Ahead, Global Trends for 2017 and Beyond, search online for HSBC Webinar or click the banner on your screen. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
Apple has an all-new app for your Apple TV, and it's ready to start guessing what you want to watch on TV. And it's aptly named TV.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Apple's new app, TV, will basically bring together your Apple TV, iPhone, iPad, and then marry that to your iTunes content and what you watch via your streaming apps. And then it can figure out what to recommend to you based on your preferences, ultimately providing an enhanced smart TV experience utilizing all things Apple devices. That is the hope, anyway. Back with the Tech News Briefing is The Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. He covers all things tech. Welcome back, Nathan.
Thanks for having me on.
So let's talk about this app, because it seems to speak to one of the biggest complaints about Apple TV, because right now users have to search across multiple apps one at a time to find particular programs to watch. So this is kind of a game changer in that regard, correct?
Oh, totally. This is giving you one central destination to figure out, you know, what there is to watch, which is always a question as long as televisions have existed, right?
Yeah.
But with this, it'll not only give you suggestions on things you might not have seen, but it'll also help keep you in the loop with the shows that you already do follow and that you already are watching.
So it integrates your iTunes content and, you know, the stuff that you stream on all your apps. The machine learning situation happens, and there you have it.
Exactly. Basically, it gives you personalized recommendations for videos, shows, sports, all these sorts of things. Now, there are some competitors, of course, that do something similar. Android TV offers the same thing on their home screen. Roku has a feature like this as well. And Apple's approach has been to put this into an app specifically called TV. So they're still sticking with their app-centric view of what the future of television is. But this at least gives you one place to go for answers.
And Siri makes its way into this as well?
Yeah. You can basically use Siri to get into what you want to watch quicker. And really that's kind of what the TV app is all about, is helping you get into streaming video as soon as possible. So there are going to be some new features. So you can ask Siri something like, you know, play Jane the Virgin, and the show automatically plays right where you left off. Whether you're watching it in Hulu or if you paid for it on iTunes, you can say something like watch CBS News, and it'll just automatically get into a live broadcast in that app. In the demos that we saw, it worked really quickly. You didn't even really kind of realize what app that you were in. It just automatically knows where to go to find that. There are also situations where you could say something like, you know, what football games are on right now? And if it's a Saturday, Siri will actually show you a list of the games playing on that Saturday. So it's college football. Or if you did it on Sunday, it would show you NFL football games or, you know, whatever might be available. And then you can actually choose which game to watch, and it'll tell you which app you can stream that in. So maybe you'll watch it in ESPN or CBS or NBC Sports or whatever.
Noticeably absent, though, are a couple of biggies like Netflix and Amazon. And I know they're pretty popular. Those are certainly the two that I use more than anything. How big of a drawback do you think this is?
Well, you know, it's kind of tough. So this app isn't going to be released onto the Apple TV until December. And so Apple is still working with folks to get their apps integrated into this new TV app. So right now they showed off Hulu, iTunes, HBO Go, FX, Stars, Showtime, CBS News, ESPN, a lot of things. But Netflix is missing. Now, Apple and Netflix wouldn't say whether or not this will eventually be fixed or changed. My guess would be that someday it'll come along. And, you know, as a big Netflix watcher myself, I hope it's there by December. But Apple did say that they were very much working on this and trying to get these things, as many apps as possible there. Amazon's a different case. Amazon Prime Video app exists on iPads and iPhones, and this TV app will exist on iPads and iPhones too. But on the Apple TV streaming box that you have hooked up into your big television, there is no Amazon Prime Video app yet. So that TV app can't, you know, connect with an app that doesn't exist. So, you know, whether or not that will change or be resolved at some point, I'm not quite sure. But as a worst-case scenario, you can always just play it from your phone or iPad, and then you can use AirPlay to get it to show up on your television.
There you go. You know, I have an Apple TV, and I like it, but I'd like it more if apps didn't crash or have errors that say, oh, we can't play this right now or what have you. And it seems to speak to how new it is, right? And so it's sort of like, okay, you can kind of let them have a little leeway there. But I wonder if Apple TV is truly all it can be. And now that the novelty has worn off, do you think Apple TV is in a good space, or should it be concerned about the competition?
I think it should be concerned about the competition simply because there are lots of other good options. You know, no streaming box or device is perfect, but there's a lot of competition. There's Roku, there's Android TV, Google also has its Chromecast, and then PlayStations and Xboxes, you know, video game consoles like that, stream a bunch of stuff too. Not to mention a lot of television sets have a lot of apps built in as well. I think there are some, you know, advantages over what Apple's doing. They do update the Apple TV quite a bit with new features, and those stability issues you're talking about, they're real, but that's something that Apple is continually working on. And, you know, since they are Apple and they do have such a broad reach, there is a lot of developer support. So you'll get almost every single app you're looking for on Apple TV except for Amazon. And that is a big omission, but, you know, there are workarounds with that if you have other Apple devices and you can use AirPlay. So, you know, I don't think there's any one clear leader. You know, we've tested them all and we kind of use them all, and, and so far the Apple TV is my preferred choice, but there's a lot of competition out there, and hopefully that will keep Apple on its toes and continue to invest in this so that it really does grow up and live up to its full potential, because right now the apps, while they're pretty, they don't always do the things that you want them to do, and Siri, while it's, you know, a novelty, isn't as powerful as I think most of us would like. So there's still a lot of room for this to grow, not to mention that the Apple TV also doesn't stream 4K, and a lot of competitors like Roku and Android TV, they do offer that. So there's plenty of room for this to grow.
And we'll leave it right there. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to the Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. That wraps up this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.